This is Channel Bonova and beginning of the visit with Selbert and Kathleen at lunch, Monday the 3rd of January, 75. Channel Bonova, beginning the visit with Selbert and Kathleen at lunch this Monday the 3rd of February, 75. Channel Bonova and beginning the visit with Selbert and Kathleen this Thursday at lunch, Monday at lunch, the 3rd of January, 75. Who's your closest neighbor now? And Dub moved into the big house.
Yeah. They put a bathroom upstairs.
Yeah.
Between the two bedrooms on the north.
Yeah.
You know. And of course that left the two bedrooms still plenty big.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
And they moved the carpeting that was downstairs upstairs and put new carpeting in the living room and the hall and front bedroom.
They got wallboard now on all the...
Covered up all the old plaster. Made that... Made it. Well, I'm not having much luck getting this to work.
It takes that a good long time to make toast. That lets you...
Toasted. You want your bread toasted for your sandwich? You don't. Debbie, do you want your bread toasted for your sandwich?
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't find your jacket?
No.
Well, look in that suitcase in the living room. I guess it put it in my suitcase. You got a crick in your neck.
He got a crick, yes. I told him to put a little heat. I'll take a...
Yeah.
Or a... Or I'll take a shower. Stand in the shower a little while. I'm a great nibbler. I've even forgotten all our neighbors.
You know we don't have any close neighbors.
No. And on up there past their old home place.
The Townsends lived across, you know, but they're all gone now and they sold the place. They sold the Townsend place.
Oh, really?
Johnny Wilson. Johnny Wilson married Lyle Shook's daughter, if that means anything to you, I don't know.
Well, the names are familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Johnny Wilson is the Pickman PCA man.
Oh,
yeah. But he lives out in Appomattox,
mm-hmm.
And he bought this. He knew that was for sale. And Dub was going to buy it, but Johnny beat him to it.
Yeah. Well.
Paul John is so interested in farming.
What is he?
Yeah, he can't wait to get home in the afternoon. Get on that tractor.
Oh, yeah. You
so,
mean, yeah, and that'd be John.
I think it's all right for them to go ahead and invest more, but you need one of ours.
If you buy land these days, Albert, you gotta move, haven't you?
Yeah.
Now, that's, you see.
And as high as it is.
Yeah. You see, that's how I got this land. The others, they just sitting up there on the fence watching, and I just went ahead and told the man to come over and buy it.
You better buy it if somebody else will.
Yeah. So next day we had a buying drawing.
You think you get $1,000 naked for it now?
I get close to 3,000.
You could.
Yeah. Even with the times where they are.
Even with the recession.
Yeah.
Close to $3,000, I think. Well.
I didn't have a thing to do with it. That's just the way it is.
You didn't fix it that way, did you?
Absolutely not. But I won't sell it for $1,000 naked when other people are getting three. Would you?
No.
Well, so, you see, we're all stuck.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't sell for that.
We don't want inflation, but we don't want it to stop with us.
Well.
Do we?
No.
Not me, none of you.
But in a way, what that means is I can't sell it. You see, if I sell it, I'll get all messed up with the taxes.
Yeah. Well, but still, you'd get a good price for your farm, but you got to have a place to live. Well, you could go to Gainesville, though, couldn't you?
Go where?
You could go to Gainesville.
I'm not likely to. 1807.
Seventh place, couldn't you?
No, I wouldn't go up there.
You wouldn't?
No, I don't care for that.
Is that too much uptown?
Well, it's just in a settled neighborhood.
I mean, that's what I mean. It's in the city, isn't it?
I never have lived in a place like that, and I I'm trying not
you
to
never
die.
Did live in a well, you lived in the city's biggest congested areas like that, of course.
Just a short time. Well, I lived in New York and London and Paris and all, but I always lived there a short time, so.
You didn't go there to spend the rest of your life, did you?
No.
And here you have.
Yeah. They wouldn't call me a permanent resident in those places.
Well, I tell you what you need, guy, is a log cabin up there on your place on the hill where the old house was.
I don't want a log cabin.
Yeah.
No, I want something that you just walk in and sit down and eat and then go on out again.
Well, that's
I don't mind an old trailer. You know, the only objection I have to the trailer, the ceilings are slow. All the lights are right at your eye level.
Yeah.
Now this one, you see, don't bother me. It's up above.
Mm-hmm.
But and that one doesn't because I've hit it.
Yeah.
But
it's shady.
Yeah. But if I turn this one on, it's right. I look in it. Look at it. That's where it looks out.
Well.
Where'd you get the picture? Is that picture of that telephone on that wallpaper?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the wallpaper.
No, it's
is it stuck
a
on
cutout.
It's cut out.
Got that down the grocery store.
Where you get another down there?
The grocery store is gone now.
Oh, yeah.
That looks like a genuine article, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Rapid change.
These are some small pieces.
The thing of it is, you don't have any closer neighbors than you ever did.
No, not like it, too.
No.
Oh, Parnell is your closest neighbor still.
Still the closest neighbor.
Yeah. Well,
you remembered his name.
Oh, yeah. I remember them all, though, if I just sort of work into it gradually.
He owns the in front of us, you know.
Yeah.
Too, over in Tennessee.
Yeah. Does he live in Kentucky?
Yeah.
On the line.
Mm-hmm. Right on it.
Well, to farm then, you just have to keep up with the new machinery and keep that fella out there, and you're all right.
I'm all set.
As long as soybeans and corn, the price is up. Cotton won't help you.
No. Cotton's a thing of the past almost down there now.
Yeah. So, that's funny, isn't it? You're just an old, this old staple, corn.
Beans and wheat.
Oh, yes, you do have a lot of wheat.
I got some on your place.
See, the wheat.
That would be a good place. I could take that wheat off of that ground and just, you know, work the daylights out of you to do it. Get that wheat combined off of it, get the straw burned, and plant it in beans.
That pushes
you. You might right. You got to move.
Well, how come you do it?
Of course, it's just double income for that 1 year. Get a crop of wheat and get a crop of beans.
Well, you didn't used to like to do that. Still don't.
Never did do it. Didn't have the equipment to do it, but did not much. Well, then, back in, I guess it was about the time around the time you was down there that they come out with a new variety of wheat that comes off a little earlier and you can.
Oh, I see. That'll do it. Mm-hmm. Well, but still, your beans, you don't care whether they're early or late.
No, well, if you get them planted by, 10th of July, you normally pretty good shape.
Yeah, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't had any turkey. We don't have much turkey, do you? I guess it's because it's so big. You all have much turkey?
Hey, this year buy one. I don't know if we have turkey much.
Mm-mm.
Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Now, I just spoke to you and looked at you in a normal tone of voice.
I didn't understand the word turkey.
Oh, I see.
Sometimes when you lose that one word, that ruins the whole
thing. Yeah, I know, I understand. We have to learn how.
I have trouble with our minister.
Who are you?
For you.
It's his voice. You know, some people's voice, not in trouble at all. But here's his. I don't know, sort of nasal or something. You know, lose a lot of his words.
Well, Thelma, let me tell you now, I don't want to pry in the sort of the business. But what the hell do you do the rest of the time after you.
The rest of the time?
after that
well,
boy gets too inclined, you feel.
He has to go to.
I have to go to Jordan.
And the state line.
And the state line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you had to go to Levittown down here
and
find another news.
Yeah.
The coffee.
You can hit the bank and get the news there.
Yeah, you got to keep up.
Sure.
Well, now, that's what I've been wanting to know, you see. It's hard to tell a fellow what he needs to know until, you know, you just got to work around.
So? That's the reason I'm applying for Social Security for those months that I don't do nothing but solve the world's problems.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they consider that work or not.
They
might call it management.
Yeah. Well, now, we used to go up that Jordan to the store and knock around a little bit. A little bit, but when I was down there, you didn't hang around or anything.
No, I don't hang around there.
You just go around
to go up there once a month. Near it every day.
The Jordan?
Yeah. That's the biggest business. I just don't know a better country business anywhere than that little old store is right now.
It's a lot more than it used to be?
Oh, heavens, yeah. See? It's right on the state line road.
Yeah.
Tennessee raised the cigarette tax 3 or 4 cents a pack. Kentucky didn't.
Yeah.
And I guess cigarettes cost you about $5 and something, close to $5 a carton, and you get them for $3.30 at Jordan. And they come out of Tennessee and buy them. And you just never saw the lack of business they do on cigarette business.
Yeah.
He'll sell an average, he told me, of $2,600 worth of cigarettes a week.
You quit smoking, guys?
Well, he quit the last time he came home.
Yeah.
Well, good.
I never did care much about smoking. It's just a habit.
Yeah.
That beautiful creature there, you see?
Isn't
that's
it?
Blue Jay.
That's an old Blue Jay. Now, Derby's got a contraption. Derby's got a contraption that it's just for red bird feeders. Any other bird, like some, but he's never gotten it to work right. It will work, though, but he got it too close to his house. He got something.
It's by the weight.
It's by the weight of the bird.
Yeah.
If any other bird gets on it, it trips the thing and it goes up and he can't get his head into something.
Oh.
And you can order it from the Audubon Society.
Yeah.
The boy down in Hickman got one.
Yeah. Well, you see, I ordered
it. Won't
You see where I ordered that one from.
You got a patent on that, haven't you?
Yeah. I used to make them like that. We worked into that. We designed that, just like engineers. We started up in East Tennessee there at Fanny's house.
Yeah.
We had one of those big feeders outside the window, and we kept changing it a little bit, you know. And that's the way it wound up, last I heard.
Yeah,
you see, you got your big plank on top that keeps the rain out. Then you put that one below. So you got two stories to it, and some of them can eat below if they want to,
yeah.
Especially the little bird.
Dubs is that close to the house, but he never had
that. They don't have much luck with it.
He didn't have much luck with it. Yours right there at the window, isn't it?
See, look at it. See, he's eating like he's got to steal it. They love to steal. They eat just like they're stealing, Selvin.
Yeah.
Just like a nigger in a watermelon patch. I made that up. I don't know. Now, I've seen a feeder for an Oreo. Some people over there close to us in town.
I brought your card.
Look at that.
She
I took it
that.
Off of a birthday card.
She took that off of a birthday card,
and
I got it.
And I chose the cardinal for you because it's that, you know, cardinal's Kentucky bird, and
yeah.
You had a card. Well, there's one out there now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've started that handsome spring call of theirs, spring song of theirs.
Yeah.
The mail. Hey, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice?
I've enjoyed making those.
She's given away over 100 of those things. She made this, pour this mold to make this thing sticky, Mom.
Yeah. Now, how do you do that? You print
you
it from what?
You get plaster Paris.
Yeah.
And make the little molds, and then you take the picture.
Yeah.
You can get a picture out of a magazine or a card or anywhere. And you put 6 coats of what they call the cowlet on there. One every 15, 20 minutes. Let it, you know, put on a coat, let it dry, and then put another one until you get 6 coats.
Yeah.
And then let it dry good. And then you soak it in water and take all the paper, comes off, and it leaves the picture in that decalot. And then you stretch it over
that.
A few of those in gift shops. Your wife will go in gift shops.
Right,
you'll see those things that somebody's made.
Yeah.
That size sold for, I believe it was that size that was $4.50. At least that much. The smaller, maybe it was a smaller size. Now, I don't think they're worth that much, but I enjoyed making them and you know, giving them to friends and relatives. I made some from Mother's Day cards that the boys had given me, and Mother made some for Mother.
You pick out something that's got a nice picture on it with the paint on it that you want.
Mm-hmm.
The color
it's a,
that you want.
It's a clear, the callet is a clear liquid.
So this is actually what's on the paper.
That's what's on the paper, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she took
that
off
the
paper.
You get all the paper off, with the damage. And you have
isn't
to roll
that
all that off.
And whatever that solution is you put on there, just holds this.
Mm-hmm. Holds to the picture.
Holds to the picture.
And then the callet is, just stretch it
over.
Well,
that solution's still there. That protector?
Mm-hmm. It has a protective coat of stuff over it, too.
Hmm. Well, you see, now that's something useful, Talbot.
I made a bunch of antique cards for Jim.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Different ones. And antique Model T Ford for Talbot.
Oh, really? Trouble, when did you do all that remodeling of your place? Did you do it all at one time?
No,
no. We did the brick all at one time.
The brick.
But the
inside, we did it room at a time, as we got the money, as we could get credit.
What'd you do to the room?
We haven't done anything to the rooms except that you were there.
We had that. We made a room out of that screen porch.
Yeah.
Remember the screen
the
porch?
Screen south on the south
well,
side.
Well, we made it when Jim was a junior in high school. We made a room and a bath and closet. We just made a room out of that and then went down the east side and made a bath and a closet. See.
Yeah.
And so we call that our motel room. You know, we can just shut the door and.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, it was when Bill's children were little, well, they'd sleep over there and we wouldn't hear them cry.
Well, let me tell you, that's what we got these trailers for. And
mm-hmm.
this trailer, you see, what we were going to do, I told you we had this place for you. And in the meantime, Barbara landed here and we put her there temporarily and she's still there. But that's what I got that trailer for. It's a first-rate trailer. It's 36 foot long. It's got everything in it.
Yes, it's nice.
And it was all cleaned up and painted and everything when I got it. And I got it for $1,500.
My goodness.
And I put all the wiring out there, you see. And you can't even start to build a room for $1,500,
no.
Can you?
No.
And that's the whole shebang. That's the whole utility. Well, you say it's not a recent model. Well, who gives a darn? Nobody notices it unless you tell them.
In our back porch, you know, it was real narrow
mm-hmm.
and began to
oh,
give trouble.
That.
Where we had the
freezer.
Well, we tore all that down
yeah.
and built a, what, about 15 by?
19 or something, I don't know.
Utility room.
Yeah.
And put cabinets on the east side with space in between for the freezer and the dryers out there.
So in your motel, though, your family can come and...
Yeah, they're all off to themselves.
All off
got
to
a bathroom
themselves.
In there.
Yeah,
don't
they
bother
want to go out
anybody.
There and cuss and
mm-hmm.
carry on and let them go
let
out
them
there.
Do it.
Yeah. Well, isn't that nice?
We called it Jim's room until he left. And now we try to call it the south bedroom, but we're always picking
yeah.
up and saying Jim's room.
Yeah.
But, of course,
he's
they use
awesome.
That when they come back.
In there when he was in high school and study.
Oh.
And he was way away from television and everything.
Yes. Well, now that's unusual. You see, my impression is, you see, if the children study at home, they got to study right there with the television.
Right.
Uh-huh. Most of them do.
Yes. So that sort of counts for what they get, I guess.
Well, in the first quarter that he was in college, he stayed at home.
Drove back and forth.
Yeah.
What I meant inside, I thought you were talking about the. You put in the heating and air conditioning.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's the last thing we've done.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Mhm.
But you find that right satisfactory?
Well, we don't heat the, we don't use it to heat with, because it breaks us up. Unless we have company. Unless we want to open the whole house up. We still got portable heaters that we use in our bedroom and the kitchen. It's all just us two. That's the only two rooms we heat.
Bedroom, kitchen, and bath. See, that's what we live in the wintertime.
We use the...
And so we just don't...
Just portable heaters.
Heat the living room.
When just she and I there. Unless,
like,
but, yeah. Of course, in summertime, when we have to through the whole, use that system, through the whole house.
But it, that's not so.
No.
That's not so.
And then
you.
No.
Not then you as much. Use much electricity.
Now, have you got your, stuff outdoors where you don't hear it?
We hear it. It's right there out bedroom window.
It's too close. Yeah, too close to our bedroom window.
Too close.
I was going to have it put around there, you know, in that square between the end of the house and the where the screen porch was. And you know, that's when we were doing it. I said, now that's where I want it. And the man said, oh, it'll cost you $several hundred more to put it around there. And see, it would have been clear around there out of the way. Now I wish I'd have gone on and paid him to do
it.
But I didn't know it would.
You know, so much of the time, and you've got no protection against this, when people start saving money,
yeah.
you're in bad shape.
You bet,
well, you can see where he has run all that piping. And
well, it had to run from there.
From the meter. From the.
I can't see how it would be more. But it would have been, we never would have heard.
Didn't
but
have
now,
it.
It's right at our bedroom window. Well, of course, even with the windows down, you can hear it when it clicks off and on. It doesn't make much noise, but
I guess,
can still hear it.
I guess he didn't have any place to put the cold air return.
Well, maybe so. I don't
around
know what. But anyway, he just wouldn't even talk to me about putting it around there. And so I thought, well, he knows what he's talking about, you know, and didn't argue with him.
Well, that's a bold assumption.
Yeah. But
have some more turkey, guy.
You know, I thought about this a whole lot. I had a friend up there in electronics. He's a young fella, just getting started, and he'd been working for Sears one place and another, and he wanted to go into business himself, and he'd help me a good bit, and he just needed a couple of $1,000 he could get some. Well, I had a couple of $1,000, but I didn't. I can't lend money. I mean, I can't get into the money business.
Uh-uh.
I got to stay out of that.
I'm scared. I'm scared of it.
I get all mixed up in it. I know some people can do it, Albert, and some can't. So
mm-hmm.
Don't look at me crossways. I know. Well, anyhow, this friend of mine, old Lindsay Beckham, had a. He used to make my eyeglasses. He was good at it. Grind the lens and make the glasses, and I was in better shape when he ran the place than I have been since. Well, he had the place going, and the place was crowded and all like that. Well, he got out of the business just in time before these chain people came through.
Yeah.
And they put him, the little man, out of business.
Oh.
And then the doctors started getting their own opticians.
Mm-hmm.
Do they do that here in the city?
No.
The eye doctors will have their own glasses right there in their place. Well, anyhow, he was a money man. And I liked him. He was full of hot air, and we used to talk right smart. He'd always come out ahead of me, see. and we were both farming, you see, and we were both great farmers. You can imagine what the talk was like when we got together. And we had horses. He knew a little about horses. I didn't. I'm afraid of horses. I don't want to know about them. But anyhow, I thought, well, old Lindsay, he's in business. He's in the money business and all. He can go in with this boy and all. And you know, I caught him one day and told him about it. And you know, he just chewed me out. He worked me over. Getting him in a business that he didn't know anything about.
Why,
he said he wouldn't even think about going in business with anybody unless he knew more about the business than the other fella did. You know, I've thought about that so much. especially, you know, when they try to save me money. yeah, even on your car, your tractor, you see, when they start saving money, you better go, you better watch out. Old Willie Chitty, we worked out here on an old rusty water pump, water tank, half a day. And lost our patience and money too. I put that old thing in, I told you about that, and been up that little while, and the little spew of water comes through, rushes through. So you get your toothpick and stick it in there. That stops it for a while, and then the next thing you know, you got to put in a little bigger plug.
Yeah.
Rust out on you. See, that's a losing game when you got to do that. Oh, there's a lot of ways to lose money.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And quick.
Quick. I guess it'd be interesting to be in the money business, but you sure would have to be hard-boiled, Elvin.
I guess Jim has to have something to show for it, so he, what he calls collateral. But you know, some of them, he says he had people come in that department and have a thing in the world to back them up. And I guess he does have to get hardballed in.
Yeah.
Because, but the association wouldn't last long with them.
No.
In that case, association demands that.
Jim is in the money business,
isn't he? Right, he's in the money loaning business, somebody else's money.
Yeah. But that's just as hard on him as it is his own, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because if he gets in trouble, that's you'll hear from it.
They have to be very cautious.
How do you get into that?
Well, he got out of college and having a job, and he put his name in over there at the school for placement service or something, and they recommended that job and several others. It was opening. They said he knew. And he chose that job. He was going to work Fulton Bank, but they wanted him, but at the same time.
Yeah.
Same salary, but he preferred to go this at that.
And go away farther from home.
Here. He thought he was on
working
ball.
For that.
Some of his college boys' friends had jobs with that thing. And I think that's one of the main things. They did it for.
Oh, I see.
Or caused him to.
Yeah, some of his friends are there.
Yeah.
They liked it, and he thought he would like it.
I'm sure he likes it.
More chance for advancement there than he would in a little bank in Fulton. And salary raise. And I guess he.
And they wanted boys with degrees in agriculture. That's what he was in.
Well, is that all agricultural loans?
Yeah. Farmers and part-time farmers.
Yeah. Half-time?
Yeah. You could have a job somewhere else and own a little farm or a farm somewhere.
But at least half your income has to be from the farm.
No, it doesn't have to be half. Yes.
But it has to be.
Has to be farm-related.
Like, he loans money to a cousin of mine who works for the city of Nashville. But he has a little plot of land, you know, and he loaned him money to buy a tractor, for his son, so his son could farm.
Yeah.
It either has to have some relation to farming. And then I guess that farm land was the collateral.
What's, how much you had to pay for tractors now, Ellen?
So asked me $20,000 for one the other day. You can't get them. They may be getting, he's had this for several days, weeks down there, and hasn't been sold. You have to put your name on the list, and if this top man doesn't want it, well, he goes down the list. And so far, he's probably sold it now, but he had a cab on it and air conditioning and everything, $20,000. Combine cost you around $35,000.
You don't pay $20,000 for taxes, do you?
No, I haven't had to.
What's the most you've had to pay?
Well, I've always had something to trade in. I don't know. What's that price? $14,000, $15,000, something.
Uh-huh.
I know. I don't guess it was that much either. I don't know. I don't know. Must have been, because this was the biggest tractor International made, I guess, $20,000. Mine is the next largest. I've had it 4 years, so I must not have given over 10 for it, even with my trading.
Well, but once you get a tractor like that, you don't have trouble with it for a long while.
If you use them, you will. Like I spent
the golly.
I gave that company that place for the month of October or November. $1,800 and some odd dollars for repairs. Right, Miss Katie?
Yeah.
$1,800 and some odd dollars for repairs. That's not on the tractor, but the combines and everything I've got that was using.
That was the biggest deduction we had.
It was $1,800 and some dollars for the month of October or November. I've forgotten which it was. And for the combine and for the tractor. And
what did it have to do with the tractor?
I don't know now.
What did it do with the combine?
That I don't know either now. I did something. I don't know. Well, they get $10 an hour for their labor.
Yeah.
See? It don't take long to run it up. And
the mechanic gets half of it, and the house gets half of it. So that adds it up.
Adds it up.
Oh!
Guys, you been to Silver Springs?
No.
Don't you want to go?
I've never been there.
Let's go.
This is like any other old spring. Hell, that's costly down there, Hubbard.
It is.
Oh, yes.
Why, I thought everything in Florida was free.
That's costly. What they have down here are those, I don't know whether the underground rivers or what or not, but they have a lot of those big springs and just huge amounts of water you see coming out there. And it's not a spring, you know, it's just a flow of underground water that surfaces. And I've never seen Silver Springs, but I've seen them in other places, and it's quite a sight.
You haven't been to Silver Springs, and it's just only 18 miles from me.
This is the, that's where they have the black bottom boats. Mm-hmm.
I've been to the other. They don't cost anything.
You want the rest of that coffee?
No, I didn't want any of it.
That's one of the things that's marked on our map. That we was going to see.
Well, that's right there. You can go to all these horse farms. They'd be nice places to go and see some of these. They've got beautiful horses around here. I've been to some of them. I used to know some of them, but I've sort of lost out. I haven't been around so long.
They don't have Tennessee walking horses down here, do they?
They're mostly thoroughbreds, and I think this is saddlebred horses. I don't know about it.
Where are they? They have horse races, something in around here?
Races? Yeah. No, they have shows.
They have
horse shows.
Yeah.
They ride.
I imagine they have Tennessee walking horses, no shows, don't they?
Well, you know they do. They're bound to. Yeah.
Where is it? Is races. Daytona Beach where they have the automobile races, isn't it?
Yeah.
Charles Miles goes there every year.
Is that right?
He don't miss them. He's crazy about them.
Yeah.
When did it happen?
We're along about now, don't the guy?
Well, that's too violent for me. I couldn't sleep at night if it wasn't for watching that.
Me either. I went to one in California. I don't care anything about it.
Yeah. You never went to Indianapolis?
No.
Bad enough on television, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you ever seen him in Indianapolis?
Not at all. Not except on the television.
Well, he is crazy about car races. He is, that's one of the things he talks about. That's one of his favorite subjects. That and golf is one of his favorite subjects. Down at the bank.
Yeah. Ocala is about the last town that sort of has a good large number of winter visitors. And you can tell the winter visitors just by looking at them on the street. You don't need to ask me how they look. You can tell them, and you can also tell the traffic that they're in. One thing, the traffic's not quite so lively when they're in a hurry to get there. They play a lot of shuffleboard, and the city has games for them at the parks.
Where is that? How far down?
Ocala?
Yeah.
That's where Silver Springs.
Yeah, you go, the Silver Springs Boulevard is the one you turn off on. And that's right there in the main part of Ocala.
Well, how do you get to it from here? Down 641?
That's all, yeah.
Did you say you wanted to go?
Let me tell you,
Or do you rather just stay here and wait for it?
Let me tell you, you all just shop around, and I would hinder you. I'm not much of a traveler.
I've decided that.
I'd be a damper. I'd be going out
well,
to the field there and look at something.
It's 10 minutes to two. Well, if we're going, we better get going.
Well, it just took a minute.
Does it take 30 minutes to go?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Get on there.
Well, I'm going to change. If we're going, I'm going to put on something.
I'll just wear what I've got on. It's good enough to wear at Ocala, isn't it?
Oh, Lord.
What do we do? Go back here and hit 641 and turn south?
Yeah. And stay on the new 441.
The new 441.
Yeah, it's smart. They had it right straight down through Reading, but then when they four-laned it, they cut across and hit 301.
Yeah.
And so they just got one of the bigger roads going into Ocala. They didn't need two four-lanes to be right there together. So you just stay on the main 441, and they'll run into 301 and take it right there. Can't go wrong.
John went over around 800 and ended this visit at lunch with Selbert and Kathleen. They have to get going now to Silver Springs. They're going to Silver Springs now this Monday, the 5th or 3rd of January 75. John went over around 800 to end the visit with Selbert and Kathleen at lunch on Monday, the 3rd of January 75. We have to get through so they can go to Silver Springs.
Those horse farms, Albert. you can go to the anywhere. They'll tell you where to go. So just pull in the service station. Tell them you want a directory of the horse farms, and they give you a little map and it's got all of them down there. You can just pick out one, go in there, and tell them you'd like to see a few of the horses. Well, they'll either show you where the horses are, or take you over there, and show them to you. And
you ever go to the Kentucky Derby when you lived up there? In there?
No.
Yeah. I never been.
some of the neighbors, you know, would go. They'd have seats there from year to year, and we'd hear about it through them.
Thank you.
tax is not as high on them in Kentucky as it is Tennessee. They sell them for $3.30 a carton.
Oh.
And they just run over that man in that for cigarettes.
Oh. All right.
He sells about, he told me he sold right average about $2,600 worth a week.
They're not supposed to let them have over a carton per
person.
Sell
them. They sell them all they want to, but they all they ask for, but they get.
But if they get caught with them,
mm-hmm.
And they can't do anything to him for selling them.
No,
I mean, that is the possession of them.
Uh-huh.
And they come out there with the car loads and
well, they
with cigarettes.
But now that little hospital, you don't know what happened in that little hospital.
No, well, it's still operating. I have an idea. It's turned into a nursing home. They had a nursing home down connected with it. It had, I believe it was 40 rooms. And they were all taken and had a waiting list.
And I'm mad they turned that hospital
in that county. And I have an idea that and people, they were talking that when we were there. Said that they were afraid that that was what they were going to lose the hospital because of they had, I don't know how many patients came in while we were there, and the doctors didn't have facilities to x-ray or check them for, you know, to be sure to find out what was wrong, and they'd send them over to Anniston for these treatments, I mean these, what?
I don't know.
To be diagnosed, you know, for some, to the laboratories anyway, and then they would come back and stay in the hospital, in that small hospital.
Yeah, they had
because
two
it's close
doctors.
To home, but they
mm-hmm.
would have to go to the that hospital and get the test and things, and then come back to the little one. So I haven't added it, they phased it out by now, and that's
now. Two doctors and plenty of nurses.
Plenty of nurses and, yeah.
Two doctors.
14 patients in that when I went in.
But when you left, there's just
well,
three or
what
four.
It did, that's about what it did. It turned into a nursing home.
Yeah. Imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I can just imagine it was a important place. But you didn't have any pain.
I didn't. I did for 2 or 3 days. But after that, I just felt as good as I do now. The first couple of days. I was sick.
Well, what sort of pain did you have?
Chest pain, and I the doctor gave me these pills, these nitroglycerin things.
What in the world, maybe?
And he says, told me when I, he gave them to me, he says, if these, you take one of these and you don't get any relief, well, I call Dr. Jones, and I, Dr. Jones out of Union City, he's a heart specialist. Because I took, he gave me some more capsules one day, and I told him back in there with me. Actually, put me on these, and after when I was going down the road, and I had this heart spell, chest pain, and I took one of these. I don't think anybody knew I took it. You stick it over in your mouth, and you melt like a snowball.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, just.
Well, it relaxes you.
And it didn't help me. I didn't get any relief. I took another and it didn't help me. And then I stopped and I said, I'm sick.
Oh, that's when it happened. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it had.
So.
Oh, you already had some tablets.
Yeah, I'd had them. He gave
well,
me these in October of 72. I'd had them. But I don't guess I'd taken them.
He said they were angina pains, you know.
Yeah.
And that, of course, isn't very serious. It doesn't
you
go
can
on
handle
mess.
Though.
Uh-huh.
Suffering.
Well, what is angina?
Angina.
It's just shortness of breath, and I read about that, and I thought I knew I wouldn't forget just what it was, but it's a.
Now it makes you. I was sick at my stomach.
Yes.
The next morning I was sick.
Yeah.
Woke her up, and the nurses too. And I haven't never been working nurses in my life. I did that next morning, that Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
I don't want to get caught this far away from home. It was bad enough in Birmingham. Atlanta. I mean,
Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah, that just. No
I
way.
We couldn't find a hospital to be that cheap anymore.
No.
That too.
Well, let's see, what kind of pills did you take for a vagina? What do you take?
Nitroglycerin.
Nitroglycerin. Well, I'm taking them all the time.
Yeah, what, is that the same stuff that blow up a building?
I wonder about that.
I was just fixing to ask that question.
I have wondered about that.
I had a little colored boy in school. There was so much trouble. He just wanted all of my attention. He didn't want me to pay any attention to the other 36 or 8 people, children in the room, you know. So, one of them fellas decided, some of the work, you know, the government work, decided they'd take him and check him. And so they asked him a lot of questions, you know, and he asked if he knew what nitrogen was. He said, yeah, something to blow you up. You know, and of course I had no idea. He knew anything about that, you know, but I think about it, I'm like, guy, I just wondered if it has any connection with that.
But it's right instant.
It's quick, that quick.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It relieves the...
You have to throw it on your tongue. You haven't got it on your tongue, it's gone. You know whether you got it on your tongue or not.
That angina pain is caused from the shortage of oxygen. In the way the muscles of your heart act, and that nitroglycerin stimulates the muscles. And opens it up.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I read about it.
Oh, yeah. But I still can't understand, Helen, how you got to smoking and chain smoking. Well, that leisure, they like.
Or maybe that's the reason. There was so much, too much leisure. Had to do something.
That's right. But Dove doesn't smoke.
Oh, yes, he does. He not. Yeah, hardly ever smoked a cigarette. He smoked an old pipe.
A blooming old pipe.
He still smokes an old pipe.
Yeah, he doesn't smoke as much as he used to, I don't believe.
Well, he does when he's sitting around, when he's over at the house all the way over there.
Yeah.
And that just...
He leaves a trail behind him, doesn't he?
He sure does.
Well, for one thing, it's so costly to smoke those things now.
Yeah.
I remember when I started smoking, or the other days when I was smoking, you'd get 2 packages of Lucky Strikes for a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And they were fresh, and they
and
just smelled good.
How
that
much
is
the package?
Just in the package. You know, they smell good. Don't you know they said it's toasted?
You stuffed your cigarette in some kind of a weed and smoked it.
Well, I figured when we married that they would spend over $100 a year.
That was
influenced
the
tobacco that I could use. Over $100 a year for the back of the I could use for something else.
Now, he didn't smoke ready-made cigarettes. He always rolled them.
And smoked it through that cane?
Yeah.
Right here.
Well, neither one
of
that boys smoked. And no, they're wives, you know.
A handful of those little canes. In some little box, you know, like you'd have on your desk.
Yeah.
I used to have it. Yeah, I saw it not too long ago somewhere.
Well, I read, I've been using Reader's Digest. That more young people were smoking and more, despite all the talk about cancer and everything, that more young people and more girls.
Yeah, the girls
starting.
Are awful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This seemed like they just got to.
Yeah.
And, but
when
I guess
smoke,
we were real
really
lucky. Neither one of our sons or our daughters-in-law smoke.
Do they? They don't? Mm-hmm. Well, you're lucky, aren't you?
Yeah.
Neither one of the boys ever smoked, and the girls either.
You know, it's funny thing, we've never had anybody out here steady who was a big smoker.
Well,
we had close calls, though, and I had to get somebody who didn't stay long.
Well,
you know what they do? I notice it now. They come in and they got to push back and smoke, and it's an awful smell, you see. And they come out and talk about nice fresh air, and then start polluting it.
Well, that's what you and Thabit used to do.
When I think of how much
what
fresh
I was
air
say.
I have polluted. It's
awful. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Thabit said, we got home from church the other day, and I was sitting in the choir, and he went in and sat down with one of the fellas his age, and he said, "He just smells so terrible with tobacco." I said, "Well, that's just because you're not saturated with it like you used to."
He did. He smelled terrible with that tobacco.
He'd
go out and smoke between Sunday school and church, come back in.
Yeah.
Well, he used to do that too.
I did too.
That was just exactly the way you were.
It's just terrible.
I just couldn't. I thought I was going to have to get up and move.
I don't believe he talks like you do. He used to chatter, didn't he? We used to sit out there
Chuck corn,
and we both have cigarette going, and that radio going with ball game on it. And Delbert would talk about going near the ball game.
You all smoke so much you didn't get much work done.
I didn't. Were we over at Marines, and somebody down the table had dressed eggs on the table, and somebody asked for the egg, passed the eggs to him up the line up there, and Jim just reached over and got one. You remember that? And put it in Guy's hand, and Guy just passed it off. He was a little fella. I think we were over at Marines.
I forgot something about the eggs right there. I don't know what it was.
You remember that?
I
imagine
that's what happened.
You heard
what Kathleen said, didn't you?
What's that?
I said, I thought maybe it was a guy that gave it to Jim.
Well, I don't know, but I know
that
somebody passed that dressed egg in
that
by hand.
I would imagine
that being the way it was.
No, I
understand. Let me tell you, the fella acts in a curious way, for curious reasons. Now, one reason I came down here and started traveling, one reason was that so much was going on down here, I didn't need to travel much. But another reason was, I had always done the traveling. If any moving was doing, I was doing the moving, you see. I'd come down to a place and I'd go everywhere else. And I thought to myself, well, that burns. I'll just be stationary a while, let them come see me. But you know what I found out? A lot of people have come and all like that. But what I found out is some people are born to be stationary and some to do the travel.
Yeah.
and my mission is to travel. it just never quite worked out as well when I was stationary. And you know another thing? You know, some people are more interested at home than they are away at somebody else's house. And then you get just the reverse of that. It's
curious. I think David had turned into one of those stationary ones. He wouldn't talk much about leaving.
I didn't want to go
to South Carolina last year, but he finally agreed to go, and then after he got sick, I thought, I'd never get him to leave home again.
Had not been for you, I wouldn't have made this trip. I told you yesterday I wouldn't. I didn't want to stop by and see you all, man.
Well, let me tell you.
I wouldn't have made this trip.
Let me tell you. It's a darn wild goose chase. With all the things you've got up there, you see.
All that scenery we have in Obion County.
You
know, we got one thing. We can take them down to Real Foot Lake and buy them fish there.
You don't even need to go to Real Foot Lake. You can just go out there on the Tennessee-Kentucky line. That's just as scenic as any place I know. Yeah.
What is you know, you get...
Now, I tell you, it used to look better to me when we had them sheep around.
Same old
there.
Time.
We're
used to that.
Flock of sheep in Owyhee, Portland County. That's two flocks of sheep. You know where they have to sell the lambs?
No.
Either in Jackson or Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, there's no great demand for them.
No.
Yeah.
With the dogs and the foot rot got the sheep business down there.
Is that right?
That's what put them out of the sheep business.
And it takes that foot rot, it takes a long time to get rid of it?
Well, I never did get rid of it.
You know, they've got something here that my cows got. And they would get down there in the muck in those swamps.
Yeah. sort of slush out there when the water was down. They'd go out there to drink. And it irritated that flesh right there in between the toes. And there would be something in some little germ, some little, I don't know what you'd call it, foot rot, that's what you'd call it. I mean, I'd call it. And you know what? Then I'd get that green medicine that's sticky and squirt it on them and squirt it on them, you know, and then pick up the foot and squirt it underneath and all like that. And I had complications of that. One cow stayed in the back there, and I didn't know it. And when I found her, she had the foot so bad she couldn't get up. Oh, she'd get up and hobble over and drink a little water, but she couldn't hardly graze. But I treated it, and it wasn't. And you know what? The only thing you need to do for that is just put the whole herd through some little water, some little what do you call
water
it? Dip of some sort. And I never did that. I didn't have a thing to do it. I kept thinking, well, that would be the end of it.
In my cattle, I was afraid of it.
But now the foot rot is more serious than that.
Yeah. That's stubborn. I know it's stubborn in sheep.
Yeah. Well, this stuff would go away. You just squirt it a time or two and it'd go away.
Tried everything down there with those sheep. And I just got sick.
Oh, with sheep. But rock with sheep.
Those things got their feet were so sore they just grazed on their knees.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it would get in the ground. Well, I mean, you know.
They would give me the details of that. You know, I don't keep things straight. You would get those sheep, you'd buy them, and ship them in from Texas.
Or someone down there somewhere.
Yeah. And now, were they the ewes?
Yeah. Yearling lambs.
Yearling lambs, and you'd breed them, and you'd buy them in the spring.
Summer mostly.
Summer,
long July.
Yeah. And then what was their season of calving?
In the fall, in the winter,
only
about in January.
Yeah, about like cows.
And they had to be sheared in April.
And you got it where you couldn't get nobody to shear the things.
And how long did the ewes last?
Oh, 7, 8, 10 years.
That long?
Depending, yeah.
Hmm.
Well, you didn't have to buy them in at a time then, did you?
No.
Seemed like one time I was there and you bought 35.
May have, I don't know.
I don't remember.
Not any of the sheep you and I had came from. I bought all those locally from somebody around. I don't know who, I've forgotten who.
You sure? Seemed like we were down there. I can see the fella where we bought them that time. And they come in from Texas.
Maybe they did. I don't know. It's been so long.
And seemed like they.
I know I bought some locally.
Seemed like they cost about $25.
No, they didn't cost that much then, but they will now. More than that, I guess now.
You know, Bill started.
No, I wouldn't have any idea what you buy sheep for. I paid $25 for an old four one the other day to barbecue.
No.
Oh, back in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I had my money back.
Steve
won't
let you scratch
no,
my money.
No, I mean, you don't want to do that. I'm just going in here now. Yeah.
Y'all just go right ahead.
No, it made me sick.
Well, I always thought about those sheep, and you know people had sheep way up in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it didn't have much anymore.
They made pretty good money.
Yeah. And furthermore, you could go in business quick and go out quick.
Yeah.
And cows, it's a little bit more trouble.
A different story.
Yeah.
Hogs, I saw some hogs on some man's farm back up the road with, not too far back.
Do you have all the cows your pasture will hold, or you just have so many that you figure that you can handle?
I figure about all both.
Yeah.
All I can handle, all my pasture will take care of.
Yeah.
I've got too many, I imagine, now.
Well, you saved your heifers every year?
So, 3 or 4 or 5, something like that. I saved several last year.
Yeah. You saved the ones you consider the best.
The ones I think are, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way you did, didn't you, guys? Saved the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
You kind of saved it.
Yes, I hated to sell them. I got attached to them.
Why didn't you keep some of them?
I did. Oh, you mean, oh, no.
What, you want to sell them all for?
Oh, no.
You got attached to them.
Well, it's just easy to have a herd as it was a dozen. You still have to tie you down.
Well, you haven't had anything to eat this grass up since, well, you sold them last year, didn't you? When did you sell them?
Let me see. What is this now? This last fall, a year ago. Been a little over a year.
What ate the grass up last summer?
Last summer.
You see,
last summer.
Hadn't been it.
It hadn't been it.
That don't bother me. That's all right. I let it grow up for the crickets.
My birds.
Yeah. We had quite a few around. But you can't do much because they won't stay at home, you see. And then the dogs and the cats and from other people come around. You don't have much chance.
No.
Best thing is they're stationed out here. And then give them, they've got to have just a, let me tell you, Selbert, what happens, what I've noticed. You take these horse farms, they mow it. And then the horses, you see, it's so hard on the grass.
Horses eat grass off closer than anything.
Yeah, they don't like it unless they get a little sand with it.
I'm gonna wash my hands. It's so sticky.
And they don't have, they cut it, and even around the fences, you see, they don't have any cover. They don't have enough cover there to protect the cricket. So what sort of they can't even have birds.
No.
Ain't nothing for them to eat.
Are there any quail in this country?
No.
Nothing for them to eat, is it?
Nothing for them to eat. They keep it cut back. You see, they don't even have an old brambles anymore. Old briar thickets. You see, we all. Oh, you always had some old briar thickets there until you got them moors, rotary moors.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, your woods are sure growing up over there.
Are they?
Yeah, Lord and Mother, you can't walk through there, hardly.
Oh, don't tell me. Because the animals are out of it?
Yeah. Got it all in cultivation now. That one field, I passed that old hill field there for a while, you know.
Oh, did you?
I've got it all in cultivation. I guess it ought to be sold down and put back in the pasture, but I didn't know it.
Well, what they do down here, they cultivate you know, when the pasture gets needs a little plowing, they do that. That's the beauty of it now. See, I know more about it down here than I do up your place. Here, they plow up this mahair grass and put the water past the oats and stuff.
Yep.
And that just really, the next year, if you lime it a little bit and put a little fertilizer on, I'm telling you, first thing you know, it grows up to 50, you can't walk through it.
Yeah.
And it's fresh. And you take a bunch of animals and they'll go to the fresh part every time.
Sure.
And that old stuff has been there for 5 years or 10 years, they just avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell what they want.
And you can go to the, you can lime a field, lime half of it, the other half not lime, and throw it in the pasture. Which side will they eat first?
Will they do that?
They'll eat the place where it's a lime.
Will they?
Yes, sir. They sure will.
Because you got better growth.
Well, I know about it. I guess it tastes better.
Sure.
I don't know.
But it grows tender. It grows better.
Yeah.
Well, even this old hardy Bahia grass, you know, you have to fertilize it and clip it, or else it'll sort of run down on you.
This is going to be the most expensive crop that's ever been put in.
Fertilizer
is $200 a ton, more than $200. I got did my book 210 ton the other day. I think it was $200 a ton. Anhydrous. It's $290 a ton, and he wouldn't sell it to me the other day for that. I mean,
afraid to book it.
Yeah, afraid to go up. So seed corn is going to be $50 a bag. It's just 50 pounds in a bag. It's not a bushel. So we're probably owe the biggest seed and fertilizer bill we've ever owed the Farmers Grain and Fertilizer Company.
Yeah. Now who you buy seed from now?
Farmers Grain and Fertilizer Company. Harold Burnham runs it.
Yeah.
Bought out Bill Robinson.
Yeah. Is that the cheap one you buy from?
They're all the same price.
Well, I mean.
You said the cheap one, didn't
you?
Oh,
yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's the agro.
You get it all day, don't you?
Agrochemical. I had to buy that fertilizer from anhydrous from him last year.
Yeah.
Because he didn't. The man that Farmers Grain and Fertilizer had been buying the anhydrous for. The firm they'd been buying from went out of business, and they had to find somebody else to buy from. So that's the reason I bought that, had to get that from that agrochemical thing that we bought one load or something from.
Mm-hmm.
And they are cash men.
I want to come up there and go the rounds with you and get acquainted with them. You see, it's been so long since I associated with them, I sort of feel sort of out of touch.
You met Bill Robinson, of course he's down in Florida now, broke. But Harold Barham and another boy bought him out.
Well, he was a bookkeeper, wasn't he?
No, he's not his manager or something. He ran it while Bill was never there. That's the reason he got in the shape. It was one of the reasons, because he gave people credit. They ruined him. They wouldn't pay him.
He wasn't there.
Well, he had so much business he couldn't stay in one place. Had a place in Hickman, had one in Mason Hall, had one at Union City.
Oh, don't tell me.
He lost it all.
Oh, swear.
So the farmers took advantage of him because he wouldn't pay him.
Well, let me tell you, I've seen enough of that. You get a pretty good fella, and it looks like they all take advantage of it.
Now all the places that I know of charge you 1.5% interest per month. They said that's what they charge them.
Yeah.
So they just pass it on to the customer.
Yeah.
Farmers Grain charge you 1.5%.
Yeah. And you go ahead and pay it?
Mm-hmm. Do I go ahead and pay it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I go ahead and pay it. It doesn't run that long. It runs from June till October. It wouldn't be. I don't know whether it's 1.5% Was it on your bill that you got from them? How much the interest they charged? Was it 1 or 1.5?
1%,
I think.
I think it was just 1%. So it doesn't.
Well, 1% gets pretty high when you get to for a month. Get to checking.
I forgot. I don't think he charged any. It's a bit. He paid the bill in September. I don't believe he had any. If he paid it in September, I don't believe. And later, if he didn't pay it in September, I don't believe he charged any interest in October, November, or something like that.
Here's my problem. I want to bring some equipment with me. And I don't want to drive. And it's so tedious to pack stuff if you're going to fly. And
well, what kind of equipment do you want to bring?
Well, this electronic stuff. And cameras and one thing or another. If we're getting a crew, I want to get in the crew.
Your crew?
Get up a little family history, whatever.
Oh.
Well.
What you wrote me about?
Yeah.
Have you done anything on that?
I've done a good bit about it. I've done everything except do the work.
How did you find out?
Huh?
Where did you get your information?
Oh, I worked into it. See, I've been working this, since 67, just almost steady.
Well, you had to know somebody if it would give you some information. Like me, I couldn't give you any.
Oh, I've done all sorts of things.
You could, there's a lot of places you can write to follow up on. But you've done it by correspondence?
Yeah. Oh, it's a long story. No use getting into that.
Go ahead.
No, there's too much out of it. I'll show it to you. Just show you. Just talk about it. But that's what I've been doing. And the practical side of it is to... I need somebody, a typist, to sort of help me. And then I need someone to use a camera. And you say, anybody can use a camera, yes. But it ought to be better than just snapshots.
Mm-hmm.
And now this little girl here, she's pretty good. She makes some good pictures. I can show you some of them. She's not very satisfactory to work with. She puts things off. And one of the awful things you see about pictures, you see they start snapping the camera, but you never see the picture. They get it lost somewhere along the way, and you never see it. I've experienced that so much.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know whether I want to do it or not. It's pleasant to do it, but
does she live over there by herself?
Yeah. She's out there in the trailer.
Yeah.
She's got the trailer. That's supposed to be your trailer, you see.
Yeah.
I got that with you and mine. You come down here, and you just stay as long as you want to. And you wouldn't have to put up with me, all right?
Yeah.
You see, you come over here when you want to, and then you stay over there and when you want to.
Well, we didn't know you had that.
Well,
might have been
you.
Down here before now if we didn't
well,
know
I,
that.
I thought one time you wrote me about a trailer you was helping a friend buy or something.
I don't know about that,
years.
But I bought it. I bought it. I've had it about the time. What I found was, and the family would stay out there too. They'd come down here, not Mamu, but others,
mm-hmm.
And they go there. You see, well, it's just like you were saying about your motel.
Mm-hmm.
See, they can sleep late or get up early, and whatever breakfast they want, that is, they can cook it. Don't have to mess with anybody, and then when they get ready to face the world, they can come around. Yeah.
It's a guest house, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they've abandoned us. I guess we might as well just go on in there and see what they're doing.
Well, now, let me wash the dishes.
Well, I tell you what, we ought to just walk up. You watch the glass.
What's going on the way out there?
Oh, yeah.
441.
Yeah.
What kind of horses do they have out there?
Thoroughbreds.
Running horses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind you put in Kentucky Derby, huh?
Yeah. That's those breeding farms.
They also train them, don't they? And some.
Yeah. Some of them do. A lot of them do. They have wintertime training. They train all year round.
There's a boy down at home who trains Tennessee walking horses. And he has shipped those things all over the country. And of course, he gets $150 a month now training there on them. Just training them.
Yeah.
And he sold them. He's had the champion horse that they Tennessee Walking Horse Celebration, which is held. You know, do you know about that?
Mm-hmm.
In Shelbyville, Tennessee.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He has had the champion horse up there.
Wow.
Well, I think the champion mare, but not the champion of the whole show. I don't think he's done gotten that part that far, but he's
still
tremendous. He sold them for. He sold horses for $30,000 and $40,000.
Oh, he has?
Sure.
Well, I'd say that's pretty far along. Wouldn't
yeah.
you, Barbara?
He's trained some good ones.
That's doing well.
He's trained some good ones.
Now, who is that you're talking about?
Odell McConnell. He lives out the Kenton Road. He wasn't in operation, I don't think, when you were there.
No. He
sure got some good ones.
Hmm.
How far is that from you?
Oh, just 3 or 4 miles south of Union City.
Oh. You've been out there?
Yeah, that's a lot of time.
Yeah.
He works them in the barn. He rides them, rain or shine.
Mm-hmm.
Works them inside.
Yeah.
What do
you do? Well,
now, that's what Barbara needed. He's built more onto his barn. I don't know. I haven't been in his barn since he put an extension on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
How big this tremendous.
Yeah.
Oh. He is along his road down there.
Okay.
He has lots of help.
He must have lots of help.
And I know there's another barn down there that works horses. I bought one from this other barn a couple of years or so ago, and she was just 2 year old. And she was too young and I was too old. She was too young for me and I was too old for her, and I had to sell her. I couldn't manager. She
uh-huh.
was broke good, but I didn't get a chance to ride her every day, and that's what it takes.
How long was that ago?
A couple of years ago.
Do you mean?
It was after I started taking. It was after 72, October of 72, and that's when I was still taking these pills. I was taking the pills at that time. So I'd get on, she'd jar me to death, and I said, she's not for me.
Yeah.
So I got rid of her.
Well, that's when you got her, Tennessee Walker, so she wouldn't jar you.
Yeah, but. When I was having taken these things every so often, why, most anything would jar you. Even getting up, climbing up and getting on the darn thing.
Oh, really?
Mm. What they had to do was move, and that was it, huh?
And she'd turn around, and I couldn't get on her without somebody holding her, and Kathleen was scared of her.
I
was too darned old to ride that ride anyway. Much as I like to. Well, I could ride a good gentleman right now. The one that's a walking horse. I couldn't ride a quarter horse, I don't think. They're pretty easy, though.
Yeah. Well, they got that little jog cart.
Yeah.
If it depends on the horse.
Yeah.
Some of them are real smooth. You hardly know they're doing anything.
You mean a quarter horse?
Mm-hmm. The real. Yeah, have you seen Barney when he's just barely trotting? When he just trots real, real slow?
You can't feel it?
He can't feel it. He's just barely moving under.
You know, if he had a lesson to do, I bet you he can do it.
A quarter horse? Yeah.
Well, I don't ride a quarter horse. I ride any kind of horse. I grew up on one.
Yeah. You don't forget either.
I didn't know.
No, I took Mama dancing the other night for the first time in 35 years, and I guess it's like I hadn't forgotten how. And they said to the old boy, they said it's just like riding a bicycle. You don't forget how to ride a bicycle.
I didn't know you rode horses when you were growing up.
On a farm?
Yes.
On a 400-acre farm? Grew up on a 400-acre farm and not learn how to ride a horse?
Well, I didn't know it was a 400-acre farm.
Over that home place?
Was it that big?
Yeah. Bigger than that. It had a few more acres than 400 in it.
Yeah. You didn't have a car?
Well, not all the time.
Well, you had a car, but you wouldn't ride the car all over the field.
No.
So you had to have a horse.
Had to have a horse ride to school, man. 3 miles to school. Then the bus didn't come by my house and pick me up and take me to school like they do now. I had to get there the best way I could.
Bye-bye.
Anyway, if I didn't have one of the other kids, boys had the saddle, I had to ride bareback. If he beat me to the barn and got the saddle, well, I had to ride bareback. And that mud flushing up all over your legs, flopping through that mud going to school.
Yeah. Hanging down there right where the horse is sloshing it.
Yeah. When he's from knocking up there on your legs with his feet hitting that mud.
Yeah.
And when the snow would had on the horse, if your horse had on his shoes and there was snow on the ground and it started melting, that snow would build up under his feet and his feet would get that high and he couldn't walk.
like rolling
a snowball.
You remember that?
Oh yeah, I had him do it. And you always forget the hook pick until you try to get the snow out with your bare hands.
Where were you where it's snowing?
North
horses?
Carolina.
North, is it snow out there?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
Well, she got a brother in South Carolina, Colleen has, but it has snowed one pretty good size snow, he says, since he's been in Columbia.
Columbia is a little bit south.
Yeah.
Greensboro, North Carolina,
which is good.
Right above the snow belt,
there's a
belt that, you know, you can tell that it's
going to
snow.
And is that your home in North
Carolina? Yeah.
Greensboro.
How old were you when you moved there?
10, 11.
Are you a student?
Yeah.
Over at the university?
No.
You just ride horses.
She lived with me in Kentucky.
Yeah, see.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah. Right across the street.
What?
I used to run, go romping through their backyard.
The street wasn't wide enough to park a car on, so anybody could get down the street, and you had to park up on the curb, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were up there one summer.
Yeah.
That's it.
Couldn't pass very well.
Well,
you weren't riding horses then. You didn't start the horses until you got North Carolina, did you?
Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything but hop on the James ponies and bob around a little bit.
Oh.
In Kentucky. I started taking lessons when I moved to North Carolina.
Yeah.
You took horse riding lessons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I moved from the time I was 14.
Yeah.
13, 14.
I didn't think you were that old now.
Why is that?
Where's your friend that was with you yesterday?
I don't know.
She's working.
She's a working girl.
Oh, she's
not like me. Just bomb around. She's got a little.
You've been gone all day. What you been doing? Riding horses?
No.